We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
When do the Eastern Conference Finals start, Nick? Tuesday or Thursday? I got to pay attention. What's going on,
man? Game one is Tuesday, Steiny, and I had to smile even larger. Not only because I get to talk to you guys, but the last concert that I went to was at Chase Center. It was Phil Collins, and I was
screaming,
Studio!
Nice.
Yeah, look at me.
By the way, we caught you a little bit on TV this morning. and we did. We like the hat.
Yeah.
We like the hat. What do you want us to say? We like it.
South Beat swag.
Goo, the hat pays down here, baby. The hat pays, although you guys will appreciate this. As we're setting up, we're sitting at this pool, and so I start talking, and there's security guards behind the camera being like, you got to go.
Oh, wow. You know who I am?
Give us two more minutes. Like, it'll be okay. And so that was quite something. That hadn't happened in a long time.
All right. Well, if you don't know, you probably should. Nick Friedel, ESPN, joining us on 95.7 The Game. Nick, let's just kind of start with the Warriors-Mavericks and your thoughts on how they came to the Western Conference Finals, because we haven't talked to you in a while. What kind of are your thoughts on both teams?
I am really impressed by the fact that the Warriors, after their cold spell guys in those last couple months, have been able to find that next level in the playoffs when they needed it. Mm. And that is always the sign of a team that's ready to win a title. And as we all know, this team's won it before. And when you have Steph and Draymond and Klay and Looney in place, those guys know how to be ready to roll when they need it. And they've gotten to this point, and I like their chances to get through Dallas if they can just contain Luka. But easier said than done. And Steiny, to the point about the Mavericks, it's all going to depend on Luka and the defensive sets that Steve Kerr, Mike Brown, and that staff come up with. But what's intriguing to me, I had to write a little preview blurb on it last night. These guys have always known, and this is that was during my first year covering the team, during that first trip to Dallas. Draymond and Steph and Kerr, always, from the beginning, were like, this guy, Doncic, he's awesome. It was never, oh, yeah, he's a rookie. It'll take some time for him to grow. This is the type of stuff they saw from him early on. So in that regard, as much of a pain as it's going to be to prepare for Luka, it's not coming as a surprise at all. They always understood the talent that was there, even from the beginning. The question for me when you watch Dallas is, who else is going to step up and help him night to night? And in the end, while they found their momentum and they've gotten contributions from plenty of different guys, I just feel like the Warriors have too much star power in a series where Steph is playing at the level that he's at, and Draymond has looked like, at least at times defensively, that guy who started the year at the level he is. And then you throw what Klay did the other night and what we know he's done before, and if you get something from Poole, I just think there are too many weapons for Dallas to stop.
Nick, I hear you, and I'm on record as still being one of, I don't know why I am, but I was surprised that Memphis, without Ja, was able to push this team, this Warrior team, to the degree that it did. But with that said, Nick, I'm being real. All cards on the table. I know this is the Western Conference Finals, but for Steph, I want nothing more than this team to win. and him get NBA Finals MVP. But to do that, he's got to show up. And I'm not saying he's not, Nick, but percentage-wise, again, he didn't shoot it from deep like we're accustomed to. That's got to improve. What did you see from Steph from deep, and why do you think the percentages weren't there?
Goo, they haven't been there, and he's been a little bit off. But the thing that I would say, of which we all know, having Steph even out there causes so much trauma to the other team's defense. So even when Steph isn't shooting the way he likes, and it didn't happen at times in that series against Memphis, the space he creates for everybody else just cannot be overstated. He is the engine of everything that they do offensively, and he's always going to be at the heart of every game plan that every team puts together. So, Goo, I'm with you. If they're going to get past Dallas, and then if they're going to get into the finals and play a really tough Boston team or this really tough Heat team, he's going to have to do more, and he's going to have to hit those shots. But I have watched him far too many years to think that he can't do it. I think he's going to be able to do it. He has shown when they've needed him in these games, in postseasons before, that he's been there. But the point about the Finals MVP is really intriguing, because when you look at the all-time greats, the only two things Steph has left to do and accomplish, Finals MVP and a gold medal. Now, you think he'd get that gold medal in Paris if he decides to play in a couple years when the Olympics go, especially with Kerr now running the show. The Finals MVP, guys, we all know you don't know what can happen year to year in this business, especially with all the injuries and what can happen around the league. This is his shot. And I would still, as we sit here right now, tell you I would lean towards Boston in any series against Dallas or the Warriors, because I think that defensively they're just that talented. But they are right there. So I absolutely believe that we are going to see more from Steph than what we have seen at any point in these last couple months.
Yeah, and that's we're joined by Nick Friedell, ESPN. That's kind of what I wanted to go, where I wanted to go, Nick. If you're thinking that Steph's going to play better in the next two series, assuming they get to the finals, than the previous two series, that's big. My question to you is, he's shooting about 35-36% from three. Poole's had a good game here. Then he struggles. Klay's good game, bad game, good game, bad game. Draymond. Can the Warriors win it if they continue to play at the level they're playing now?
No. Absolutely not, Steiny.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because I've watched this Heat team up close now for the last few weeks, and I saw that Boston team just absolutely dominate Kevin Durant in that first round series, and Kyrie in the Nets. So if you're getting inconsistent performances from your stars, and we all know what Steph can give you, and Draymond has got to do a little bit more offensively, but Klay's going to appear. He's played in too many big games to think that he's going to just fade away. The X factor to me, guys, is Poole, and it has been for the last year and a half. And you all have gone through it all the time as you break down this team. But if you're believing that the Warriors can win this year, you are believing that Jordan Poole can play like the guy that we saw at various points throughout the regular season. Otherwise, as great as this run has been, I don't believe that they're going to have enough. Because let me tell you, Dallas is a hell of a team. Luka is unbelievable. But everybody better get ready for Boston or Miami, because they may beat the hell out of each other in this series. But, guys, those two teams play defense at a level that we haven't seen in a while. They can switch on everything. And especially with Boston, I think it's a really tough matchup for the Warriors. Now, I would never count them out because of all the stuff I'm saying about Steph and the championship DNA and knowing where everybody needs to be. But the Celtics and the Heat are really, really difficult. And if the Warriors get to that point, they are going to have to play at a much higher level.
Man, Nick, you just hit that out the park with bases loaded. I agree. And I can't wait, because I know it's obvious to the Warriors. They're not going to tell Jordan Poole, you got to score more. But he'll know it. They know it. So I want to see how he, from a personal standpoint, handles that. I got to go Rob Lowe on you. about last night, because I know you're in South Beach. I had the Phoenix Suns on a pedestal that never would have them down 30 in a Game 7 at home. When you look at this Sun team and you close the book, Nick, to me, this is the epitome of getting old overnight. The 2022 Phoenix Suns. You say what to that?
Goo, I am 100% with you, my man. As I watched that game last night, it was embarrassing for the Suns. That is really, really sad to show up in Game 7 like that and to go out that way. But on top of that, and to your point, I think that this might be it for them. As that team that we believe can get all the way through and win a title. Because Chris Paul isn't getting any younger. And it seems like every postseason, there's always an excuse. There's always an injury. There's always some reason why he can't play at that same level that we saw in the regular season. And this dates back for years. But guys, think about that Rockets series when he was still in Houston and he just was flopping all over the place. And you're thinking, all right, well, Chris Paul is not the same. And then he had the revitalization in OKC and played better in Phoenix, but he's not getting younger. And for all the good pieces that are in place in Phoenix with Booker, and we'll see what they do with Ayton in that deal, you just don't know how many shots you're going to get to the top. And they blew it last year, and oh my, did they completely fold in the biggest of spots last night. And to see that unfold, Kagu, I was with you. I thought if there was a team in the West that could knock off the Warriors, it was Phoenix. To see them just roll over the way they did was really, really something.
Nick Friedell joining us. He works for ESPN. He's covering the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know why this just popped into my head, but I saw him play over the weekend, and I was like, man, I'd forgotten about it. Is Al Horford a Hall of Famer?
Wow, now that is a really good question. And Steiny, if they win the title, he's going to have a hell of a case, because you're also going to include anybody who says Horford can get to that point. You have to include the two NCAA titles of Florida.
Yeah,
he was the heartbeat of that team with Joakim Noah. So if the Celtics win the title and Horford has a few more years, at least probably two more years where he is contributing at the level that he is with this team, he is going to have a hell of a case. And guys, we know with the Hall of Fame, nobody knows who's
exactly.
Nobody knows what the criteria actually is. So the people that they keep letting in, do I think Al Horford has a shot? Absolutely, I do.
Nick, give us a prediction. Dallas, Golden State.
Goo, I'm going to go with Warriors in seven. I just don't believe that Dallas has the firepower, as great as Luka is. I wholeheartedly believe that Steph can carry them through at least this series. And again, if you are getting something from Poole, I don't believe that the Dallas has the answer for that. So Warriors in seven, Warriors through to the finals.
Nick, thank you so much as always,
enjoy,
man.
Enjoy.
Hopefully we'll get to see you out here in the finals.
Guys, I can't wait. I'm really banking on, at this point, this Miami Warriors series, because it would be a hell of an ending to a completely wild year for me. But it's always great to hear from y'all, and I will talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.